more than three times, then you're now a member. And so we'll just give you something to do and get you to help us out here as we preach the gospel of the kingdom to this region. But we're glad you're here, and we're so thrilled that every single one is here. And we're just happy, 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 happy. Well, we're beginning a new series today. It's called The Power of Believing. And I want you to get into this with me. I think it's going to expand our faith. There's things that we can accomplish and experience from believing that we can experience and accomplish no other way. God will do things in our life through believing that cannot happen in any other way. And it's not because He doesn't want to. We become the problem. We're going to be looking at some of those things. And today's title is called The Marvel of Believing. The Marvel of Believing. Do you know that your way, the way you believe, will cause the Lord to marvel one way or the other? He'll marvel because of unbelief, or He'll marvel because of your faith and belief. So we're going to look at that. But we want to expand our belief. We want to understand the power of belief. So if you have your Bibles and want to follow me along a little bit, Mark chapter 6 and verse 3 would be a great place to go, or Matthew chapter 9 verse 28. And if you want to keep going around with me, Isaiah chapter 54. And verse 1 would be a good place to turn as well. So I'll be looking at all of those and even more, but just inviting you to look at those with me as we read those through. So if you'll be turning, I'll be praying. Father, thank You. Lord, we want Your blessings upon us. We really want You to stir our belief. Lord, expand our belief. Don't let what we do, Lord, hinder the great things and the mighty things that You want to do in our lives. Father, I pray You'll use me in this series, Lord, to teach Your word and show the necessity of understanding the power, just the power that's in believing. So help us, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God wants to do some mighty things in our lives. He wants to enrich your family. He wants to expand your finances. He wants to do some things in your home. He wants to heal your body. God wants to do some mighty things, some mighty works in your life. You were not created to be natural. You weren't created to be average. You are created to be supernatural. You have a supernatural God who wants to make you supernatural, and you're to be conformed to His image and to His likeness. And God doesn't want anything about you to be natural. You are a supernatural creature. And as we grow in the Lord, He doesn't want us to continuously go around the same mountains, fighting the same battles every day, every week, every month, every year, going through the same troubles and fighting the same things over and over again. He wants you to be an overcomer. He's created you to be more than a conqueror. And God wants some great things to happen in our lives. But I find a lot of believers just expect this to fall out of heaven. You know, they just seem to think, just because they prayed a prayer one day, that everything is supposed to just go smooth in their life, and they're supposed to get all these benefits from God. No, no, no. That's not how it works at all. What really takes place in us is that we're expected to believe, and we're expected to expand our belief. Your belief should expand as you come into the kingdom of God and you grow in God. Then your belief should grow as well, and your expansion of your belief, and you should be able to believe God for greater and greater and greater things as you serve Him and as you love Him. Jesus was in His own hometown preaching one day. He had been invited to come to His local church and share with the people that He had been raised in and grew up with and had loved them. And He came to that town, and He began sharing from the Word of God, and He impressed them with His knowledge and His wisdom. And here's what the verse says in Mark chapter 6 and verse 3. They said, Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at Him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And then here's the verses that are really interesting. And he being Jesus, He being the Son of God, He could there do no mighty work, save that He laid His hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And He marveled. Would you say that back to me? He marveled. He marveled because of their unbelief. And He went round about the villages teaching. See, these were people that Jesus grew up with. He loved these people. These were people that He had known all of His life, and He really wanted to do some mighty things in their lives. And it wasn't because of sin. so much. Now, we all know we shouldn't sin, and sin will hinder God from moving in our lives, but it wasn't because of sin here that God couldn't move mightily into the lives of these people. It was because of their unbelief. See, unbelief will stop God from doing mighty things in your life. Unbelief will hinder Him. A lot of people come to me sometimes and they say, Delbert, listen, I keep fighting the same fight. I keep struggling with the same thing. I keep going through this same turmoil and this same situation. If you see something in my life, will you please tell me, because I'm tired of fighting with this thing. Well, see, sometimes it's not that you're doing something externally in sin, or there's something externally going on. It's that internally we need to expand our belief. Sometimes it's simply that we're not believing right. See, believing correctly will expand inside of us an area where God can come and do something mighty in our lives and in our hearts and in our families and in our finances and in our bodies. So what I'm wanting to encourage us with over this series that we're going to be doing is expanding our belief. Coming to a place where we learn how to expand. Coming to a place where we don't stop God from doing something in our lives. Don't hinder Him. Believe that God's going to expand our finances. Believe that He's going to expand us and help us to say, get lost loved ones saved. Believe that God's going to do something to expand us to believe that for our healing, or expand us to say for that wayward child. But there's things that God wants to do in your life and in my life, but He can't do it unless we expand our believing. So I encourage you, you expand your believing through this series and start believing God for some big things and for some good things to happen in your life. Now, He said there that He marveled. He marveled at their unbelief. There is another story where Jesus was going along the way and a centurion came to Him. Now, the centurion had a servant, and the servant was ill. The servant was paralyzed, and he was suffering. And the Bible says that the centurion came to Jesus and said, "Can you help me? I've got this servant." And Jesus said, "Sure I will. I'd love to go and heal him." And he says, "But you don't have to go to my house." He said, "If you'll just speak the word," the centurion said. The centurion said, "I'm a man of understanding and authority. If you'll just speak the word, I understand how it's got to happen because I understand authority." Well, Jesus turned and looked at the people that were around Him, and this is what He said in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 10. When Jesus heard it, He marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Now, I want us to realize what this is saying to us. Listen, there is power in believing. And there is a marvel to your belief. And the marvel is this. The marvel is this. The way you believe will stop God from moving in your life the way He wants to. Or it will cause God to do some great things in your life. It's a marveling thing. It's an astonishing thing. We've got to learn how to properly believe. And if you've been believing God for a long time for something and it's just not happened, I'm encouraging you. I want you to stretch your belief. I want you to open your hearts. I want you to learn how to believe God, because there's a power. And we'll receive things from believing that we just cannot receive any other way. I want us to marvel in a positive way. I want God to look at this church at LifeGate and say, "I just marvel at those people. I marvel at the faith they have. I marvel at the belief they have." We limit God by our own wrong thinking. See, we don't know that. We think, well, He's God and He can do anything He wants. No. If you don't believe, He can do no mighty work in your life. Oh, He can do a few little things. You'll go to heaven when you die, but you'll never experience God's best. You'll never experience the abundant life that He came to give you. You'll keep struggling through the same struggles and fighting the same fights. And all of us know believers whose life never changes, even though they're believers, even though they're Christians. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. They're Christians, but their lives never change. They keep fighting the same fights and going through the same struggles, and their lives never change over all the years that they serve the Lord. Well, see, that's not what God wants for you. He wants you to have an abundant life. He wants you to experience the good things of God. He came to give you life, and that more abundantly. Well, Delbert, I just don't see how I can go any further in my life. You see? And we begin to develop faith for that. We start having a negative faith. We start believing more that it won't happen than it will happen. And that negative faith is called unbelief. It's not that you don't believe, you just believe in wrongly. You're believing that it won't happen. And it won't. You're believing for your finances, but your finances have been a mess for all these years. They won't change until you start believing correctly. I'll never get my finances straightened out. They've been a mess for all these years. They're always going to be a mess. Well, if that's how you're believing, that's where your faith is. I'll never get healed. I've been sick. I've had this disease for years and years. And God's never going to heal me. Well, so you've got faith in that He's not going to. We've got to change that faith and not see the impossibility of it, but that we serve a God of impossible things that can take impossible things and make them happen. We serve a God who can do some mighty things in our life and wants to do mighty things in our life, but we've got to learn how to believe. We must actively pursue the thing that we're believing God to do in our lives. One day, two blind guys began hollering out to Jesus. Jesus came passing by. And two men that were blind began hollering at Him. Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And Jesus just kept walking. He didn't stop. How many of you feel like that sometimes? You hollering, Jesus, help me. And He just keeps on walking. Well, they didn't stop pursuing. They kept hollering, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And Jesus kept walking. But they kept pursuing. And the Bible says that Jesus went indoors. And they went in there too. And it was in there that they got their miracle. What I'm trying to say to us, I'm going to read you the verse in just a second. What I'm trying to say to you is that sometimes we just get tired of hollering. Don't get tired of hollering. Follow Him, because your miracle is someplace, and if you'll pursue it long enough, He's going to lead you to where your miracle is awaiting for you. Here's what the verse says in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 28. When He had gone indoors, the blind men came to Him, and He asked them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then He touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, according to the way you believe, will it be done to you? And their sight was restored. See, there is unlimited power in believing. But sometimes you've got to pursue it. It doesn't sometimes just happen. Sometimes the Lord has to take us through an adventure or through a series of events to take us to the place where our belief expands and we can receive the miracle and the thing that God wants us to receive. But we've got to pursue it actively. We've got to go after it and keep hollering, Jesus, here I am. Take care of me. And believe that He really wants to and that He really will. And I'm encouraging you. Start believing God for what you're needing. Believe God that He's going to do this for you because He really does want to. Expand your belief today. I want you to learn to expand your belief. Well, how do you do that, Delbert? How do you expand your belief? Well, the Bible tells us a story in Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah's prophesying here. And Isaiah is prophesying about the people of God, it's the children of Israel, but actually it's the nation of Judea. They had been captured by Nebuchadnezzar and been taken into what was called Babylonian captivity. Actually, it was Chaldean. But it was time for them to come out. And so Isaiah was prophesying to them. Now, here was 70 years that these people had been in captivity. 70 years, the nation had not even existed. 70 years, they were depressed, oppressed. 70 years, they were barren and desolate. For 70 years, there was nothing. But God wanted them to come out, and not just come out and exist, but He wanted them to be as good, if not better, than they had ever been before. And so here's what He told them to do. And so what I want to draw from this is here's what I think that we all need to do if we have desolate areas in our lives, if we keep fighting around the same thing. You know, and sometimes, you know, we follow the generation before us. We inherit their things, and the Bible refers to these things as generational curses. But see, what these people were inheriting over these 70 years, a lot of these people were born into captivity. Sometimes we're born into situations that we had nothing to do with. We've just inherited them. And God wants us to come out of that and experience something far superior. And so here's what he says to them in the book of Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 1. Sing, O barren woman. Now, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the woman was the people of God, the nation of Israel. In the New Covenant, it's the church, the bride of Christ. So what we're saying here is, sing, O church. Sing, O church member. Sing, O barren church person. You who never bore a child. You that want to bear forth. You that want to bring forth a great life. Then do this. Burst into song and shout for joy. You who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than her who has a husband, says the Lord. And then here's what I really like in verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge your mind. Enlarge your belief. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. And what he's saying here is, get ready. Prepare your life so that I can do something in it. Most Christians are so narrow-minded and so narrow in their belief that God can't move in there. And what he says, I want you to open it, I want you to expand it so that I can come in there and do something mighty in your life. Look at the words that he uses here. He says, enlarge, stretch wide, lengthen, strengthen, do not hold back. And I like that. Most Christians hold back. They hold back in their giving. They hold back in their praise. They hold back in their worship. They hold back in ministry. They hold back in their gifts. And they're holding back. They're expecting God to do mighty things for them, but they're holding back. You can't hold back on God and expect Him to give you the best that He's got. Don't hold back. It says there, shout. We need to be a shouting church. Now, I understand what I'm talking about. I don't mean one here that's scary to come to. But we need to be a church that learns to speak into the heavenly dimensions. What he's saying here is, create something out from in your most being, in your spirit man. Let it come out of you in song. The Bible says in Colossians to sing a new song to the Lord. It says from the sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. These are things that we're supposed to do. See, out of your inmost being, out of your spirit, man, can be created something that will create something externally for you. Notice his process. He says, first sing and shout unto the Lord. That will cause you to expand your tent. And then all of a sudden, look at the next verse in Isaiah 54:3. And I'm reading this one from the New Living Bible. I love it. For you will soon be bursting at the seams. Is that all right? How many of you could use some bursting at the seams? And your descendants. See, that you don't have to pass the same struggles that you fought with over all of your life to your children. You can break that stuff. But we've got to come to the place where we can expand our thinking, expand our tent, stretch forth our cords, get new stakes, get a new mentality, a new belief, and allow Him to go. We can't hold back on God. Don't hold back on Him. You don't want Him to hold back on you. Don't hold back on your gift. Don't hold back on your praising. Don't hold back on your reading. Don't hold back on your praying. Come in here and let's shout. Amen. And I believe God's going to do some mighty things in our life. There's a sequence to it, and I want to make sure that we get this sequence. He says, first of all, that something's got to come out of you. Something's got to come out of you. A song, a shout's got to come out of you. And if that happens, then your stakes will enlarge, your tent will enlarge, your believing will enlarge. And if you can get that to happen, then you'll start bursting forth at the seams. And God wants to do some mighty things in your life. He does not want you to continue fighting the same fights that you're always fighting. Don't limit Him. Don't cause Him not to move mightily in your life because of your unbelief. Be like that centurion. Understand how this thing operates. Understand how this thing works. And experience your miracle. Pursue Him. Pursue your miracle. It's out there. God's waiting for you to come to a certain place so that He can do it for you. And expand your tents. Expand your tents. Well, Delbert, I don't see how I can ever get healed. I've had this for years. I've got this disease, and there's no cure for it. Is that a problem for God? Huh? It's not a problem for God. See, you speak it. You bring it out of your innermost being. You start singing, I'm healed. I'm whole. From the top of my head to my heels to the tip of my toes. Is that the way that song goes? Something like that. 1 Peter 2:24. Says, I am. What that says is, by His stripes, you were healed. See, begin singing. Begin shouting it into the spiritual dimensions. Begin enlarging your room to receive your healing so that your faith will change from saying, I'll never get healed, until I'm pursuing my healing. I know my healing is out there. I'll never get out of this financial mess. I've been in this all these years. No. What does He say about that? My God shall supply all your needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. And you begin bringing that out. And you begin believing for that. And then He's going to take you down a course and you're going to pursue Him and your miracle's out there. I'll never get married. Nobody ever wants me. I haven't had a date for 15 years. No! Your God has the perfect person. Say that three times really quickly. Your God has the perfect person waiting for you. And you begin to see that. Bring it out of here. Expand your tents. Expand your thinking. And allow God to take you to the place where it's awaiting you. Allow the Lord to provide for you. He wants you married. He wants you happy. I'll never be happy. My wife, my spouse, my husband drive me crazy. I am not happy. Well, your faith is in not being happy. Where should your faith be? The joy of the Lord is my strength. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you start singing that and shouting that into the spiritual dimension, and your tent begins to enlarge, and all of a sudden your seams burst forth and you begin to experience all the goodness of God. And I want to encourage you today. I want you to start believing God for what you keep fighting with. Believing God, because it's there. He wants to do it for you. He wants to do it for you. Don't stop Him from moving in your life. One day, a man came to Jesus. And, you know, a lot of us don't believe that God can do some certain things. But I want to tell you, all things are possible. You sang it. Do you believe it? A man came to Jesus and he said, will you heal my son? He's got a demon. And so many times your parents, you know how this person felt. My son's got a demon. And will you help us? And it's interesting what Jesus said. How long has he been this way? He never asked anybody else that. How long has he been this way? And the answer was, since he was a child. And this individual's son, who, when this thing would come on him, it would cause him to fall on the ground, and he would fall in the dirt and roll in saliva at his face in his mouth. And so he says, can you help us? And here's what the passage says in Mark chapter 9, verse 21. Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? Asking you today, how long have you been fighting this? How many years has this thing held you in captivity? How long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. You know, some of us do fight things from childhood. Some of us, just as far back as we can remember. See, that's not God's best for you. He's been like this from a child, he answered. It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. Now, I want you to look at this next verse. This was fascinating. When you're reading it in the King James Version, you don't get it. But when you're reading it into a different, a more modern translation, here's what he says in Mark chapter 9, 23. If I can do anything, if you can, said Jesus. If you can, you see he's questioning. What do you mean, if you can? What do you mean, even questioning, if you can? If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. How much?
Everything.
What do you need? It's possible. You can't, we don't serve a God of the impossible except that he will take the impossible and make it possible. We serve a God who wants you to have the best, an abundant life. He wants you to have an abundant life so desperately that he sent his only begotten son to die for you. And he says, I came to give them life and that more abundantly. Jesus says, if you can, everything is impossible for him who believes. And immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. How many of you feel like that sometimes? I believe. I just seem to have more faith in the opposite, in the negative, in the unbelief than I do in the belief. Help my unbelief. And I like this, that verse from the that we were just talking about in 9:23 from the New Living Translations. It says, what do you mean if I can? Anything is possible if a person believes. See, so many people have a narrow mindset that I've got to put up with this. I've got to live. This is just my lot. No, 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 it's not your lot. It's not the way it's supposed to be. You don't have to put up with it. If you can believe, all things are possible. See, it's, we limit God, and oftentimes we join in with those in his hometown, and we stop him from doing mighty things in our lives simply because we won't stretch our belief. We won't believe him to do something mighty in our life. We bind him up. We stop him. We put up with the junk of the devil. I'm here to tell you today that anything is possible if you believe. Anything. That disease can't hold you. That financial situation can't hold you. That bad job situation can't hold you. Nothing can hold you if you believe. You can break free. You can experience the salvation of God. You can experience all of these good things. Jesus says, what do you mean if I can? He's asking you, what do you mean if he can? Remember the time when the guy came to him with leprosy and said, if you can, you'll heal me. He says, I can. And he healed him. Believe God. Believe God for the best. The man said, I believe, but help my unbelief. In other words, help me expand my believing. Help me to expand what I'm able to believe for. Help me to expand. You see, our minds will talk us out of our miracle. You'll start reasoning this thing out and you'll decide, well, that can't happen. What we need to do is come to the place where we say, God, I don't quite understand it, and I don't know how you're going to pull it off, but I know you will. I don't understand how water comes out of a rock, but I know it did. I don't understand how the Red Sea opened, but I know it did. I don't know how manna fell out of heaven and they went out in the mornings and picked it up, but I know that it did. I don't know how the earth stood still, but I know that it did. I don't know how you saved me, but you did. And you see, all things are possible if we can just believe. And we come to a place in our life where we say, Lord, I don't understand it. I just know that you will. And though it may be contrary to nature, and it may look impossible, I know that you're still God, and you can pull it off. Some of us are facing what seems to be impossible things. You know, this sickness or disease or situation or finances or this child or this parent, or this just seems like something that's impossible. But all things are possible. Angel of the Lord came to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and says, Mary, you are highly favored of God. You're going to conceive, and you're going to bring birth to a child, and he's going to be called Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. And Mary says, wow, that sounds far out to me. I don't think I want to believe that. That's never happened before. Now, that goes against nature. Nah. Is that what she did? No, Mary chose to believe. Mary chose to believe the word of God. And she said, according to your word, be it unto me. Let me show you the verse. Luke chapter 1, verse 37, the angel says to her, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. What I want you to hear me saying today is that if God's word says it, that's all you got to believe. It's kind of simple. We choose to believe. See, Mary says, "Father, God, if you say I'm highly favored, then I'm highly favored." Right. Do you know that you're highly favored?
Yes.
Do you know that the favor of God is on you? Do you know that you're crowned with glory and honor? Do you know that the favor of God is on you? And when you go into places, you should be expecting and believing them to give you the best deal they can. Because the favor of God is there. People should just like you for no apparent reason, just because the favor of God is there. When God says to her, "You're going to conceive, and you're going to bear a child without being with a man," she says, "Well, you know, I've never been with a man." He says, "I know it, but with God, all things are possible." Rather than saying, "This can't happen," You say, "I'm going to conceive? I'm going to conceive. Be it unto me according to your word." What do you believe in God for? What are you needing in your life? I want you to expand your faith, because all things are possible if you believe. Even those things that seem negative or impossible or going against the process of nature. I'm telling you, if you can believe, all things are possible. There is a marvel to believe. Don't get hung up back there with the people at Jesus' hometown and his home church that stop God from moving in their life because of their unbelief. Be like that centurion and believe God for mighty things and for mighty works. Figure this thing out. Understand how this thing operates. Do what you need to do. Pursue after your dream. Pursue after what you're needing. Pursue like those blind guys did. Pursue, and your miracle is awaiting you. It's there waiting on you if you'll just keep on pursuing and keep hollering out. Do what Isaiah said. Expand your thinking. Don't hold back on God. Expand. Let something from your inside come out. Let something go out there and create you what you need to have so that your seams will burst forth. Understand that God loves you and He wants to do some mighty works in your life. You weren't created to be natural. You are supernatural. You have God living inside of you. Let that come out of you and expand your life and believe God for all these good things that He wants to do in your life. Pursue after Him. Be like Mary. Say, "Lord, be it unto me according to your word. I know I don't understand it. I'm sick. I've been sick for a long time. But by your stripes, I'm healed. I don't understand it. I've been fighting this debt for a long, long time. But I know that my God shall supply all of my needs according to my riches in Christ Jesus. I don't understand it, Lord, that you've got a perfect mate for me. I don't understand how it's going to all work out, but be it unto me according to your word. I know that I'm going to cross paths with them. If I won't hold back on you and I'll expand my thinking and believing for what you're going to want to do in my life, it's going to happen for me. Be it unto me according to your word." Find what God's word says and start letting that birth inside of you and out of your spirit. Sing it, shout it. And don't hold back on God. And if you will, it's going to be a marvelous thing. See, there is marvel in belief. The marvel of believing is that all things are possible because there is power in God's word. Do you believe that? Do you think there's power in believing? How many of you believe that there's power in believing? Give the Lord a hand clap and a shout. Hallelujah. Shout unto the Lord.